I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
The Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Your son died for our sins, but faith help us make it through another day. Mothers, I know you know what I'm trying to say. Just keep the faith. You are. You can reach the stars. She's somebody that can testify. Yeah. Not afraid to give a compliment to a woman walking by. No. Give support to another woman and watch her blessings multiply. Give a shoulder to cry on and don't even ask why. Superwoman, shine bright. Stand out by the millions. Pay homage to these heroes. They're raising our children. Hashtag Superwoman. Hashtag Real Woman. Amen. With a flip of the wrist, you are.
Superwoman.
You can reach the stars. Yeah.
Superwoman.
The power is yours.
Superwoman.
You are.
Superwoman.
You are.
Superwoman.
You can reach the stars. Yeah.
Superwoman.
The power is yours.
Listening to KSPR, Soul Prosper Radio, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to On The Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and my very special guest today is somebody that we all know, love, treasure, cherish, and love. I want you to help me welcome Miss Gloria Gaynor to the show. You heard me right, Gloria Gaynor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. I am just, listen, I'm trying to calm down. Speaking with someone like you, I have sang your number one hit a million times in my head, in the car, in the shower. Just, you know, I Will Survive is a part of me. I'm sure it's a part of everyone. But today's business is the other end cap, or the other balance on your piano, a 2020 Grammy win, Best Roots Gospel Album, entitled Testimony. So congratulations on that. You have a star-studded lineup of features and people that you work with on that album. You know, for those who may not know, they've been living under a rock for the last 40 years. Tell us a little bit about your number one hit, worldwide hit, I Will Survive.
Well, I Will Survive came to me, I've always believed it was a divine appointment, because the record company had sent me out to California to record a different song that the president of the company had chosen. And when I got there, I asked the producers what was going to be the B-side. And they said, well, they weren't sure, asked me what kind of songs that I like to sing. And I said, well, I like songs that are meaningful, have great lyrics, touch people's hearts, have good melodies. And they said, well, we think you're the one we've been waiting for to record this song we wrote 2 years ago. But they didn't have it with them, so they wrote it down for me, and I read the lyrics, and I said, what are you, nuts? You're going to put this on the B-side?
Yeah.
This is a hit song. I said, I'm here relating to it, the fact that I recently had surgery on my spine and was in a back brace.
Wow.
And the fact that my mother had passed away just a few years prior, something I never thought I'd survive. And so I believe that anybody who's going through anything that they are finding real difficulty with will relate to these words, will relate to this song. I said, you know, they said, well, that's the deal that we made. So I said, well, that's great, but if it's left to me, I'm not going to let it stay on the B-side. So we took it back to the record company, and they wouldn't listen to it. And so when it was because they didn't want to, go against the president's choice. The president had chosen the other song. So when it came out, when it was printed and, you know, ready to go, they gave us a box of them, and we took them to Richie Cozart's Studio 54 and asked him to play it, and he played it, and the audience loved it immediately, which told me that was his song, because New York audiences are so jaded and don't immediately love anything.
Right.
And so we gave him the box of them, kept one or two for ourselves, and asked him to give them to his DJ friends around New York, which he did. And the DJs began to play it, and people began to request it, and then they began to call radio stations requesting it. And the radio stations had to call the record company and say, where is this record we keep asking, getting requests for? And the record company had to say, with much chagrin, you've already got it. It's on the other side of that other song. And so, of course, they started turning over and playing it in the rest of history.
Wow. Wow. So much that you survived to even get to that point. That back surgery, you said you were in a back brace. That's something that I just recently learned. Wow, that's such a debilitating fall and things like that. And you guys, if you, I don't know if you picked up on it or not, but she was actually telling her testimony, which brings us to 2020. Actually, I Will Survive is the first and only Grammy Award awarded to the disco genre. So what a story and what a testimony. So in 2020, we have now the release, the Grammy win, rather, of Testimony, which features artists the like Yolanda Adams, Jason Crabb, Bart Miller, you know him from Mercy Me, Mike Ferris, that sang a song with you, Man of Peace, written by Bob Dylan. What a guy. And so this song, the songs on this album tell such an amazing story. In your own words, tell us about Testimony.
Well, Testimony, I've wanted to record a gospel album for years, but the management that I had back then didn't really want me to do it. So instead of saying that, he just kept stalling and stalling until it just never happened. And so when I got new management who respects me and my desires and design for my own life and career, I was able to do it. So she found the producer who had whose music we both liked, whose recordings we both liked, and we got in touch with him, or she got in touch with him, that is, and asked him if he would be willing to do a gospel album with Gloria Gaynor, and he said yes, he would be delighted. So we went to Tennessee to meet him and talk over with him, and we, you know, we pulled it together, and no record company wanted it, nobody wanted to help me do it, so I had to finance the whole thing myself.
Wow.
And then we started shopping for a label, but before that, when we were writing, he and I wrote most of the songs together, and he would come up with an idea, or I would come up with an idea, and we'd sit together and just write it, you know, determine what we wanted to talk about, what we wanted to get across, what points we wanted to get across in the lyrics, and then he was the one who did all the music and melodies,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm strictly a lyricist.
Yeah.
I don't do melodies, at least not very well. And so, you know, he came up with the concept for the album, and he pulled together the musicians. By the way, his name is Chris Stevens.
Chris Stevens.
He's got the musicians and the engineer who also co-produced Reed Shiffin, and he found Shannon Onder and his partner who we wrote with and I wrote two songs with. And we just pulled it together. I mean, it was a labor of love for everybody concerned. Chris also found me, got me Bart Millard and Jason Crabb. My manager got Mike Farris and Yolanda Adams. And, you know, having all of that wonderful talent with the writers, the singers, the musicians, the producers, I mean, we couldn't help but come out with a great album. And I'm so pleased and so proud that we did it ourselves. And then even after it was done, we tried to take it to different record companies and nobody wanted it. Nobody. I think probably because they think of me as a disco artist and just couldn't imagine that I would do a decent gospel album.
Yeah.
Or that I was sincere about it, you know, we take different paths to the Lord, and mine was you know, different as well, and so they for whatever reasons couldn't see it, and now that the record has been accepted by the Gaithers. And released, and we see, you know, it's funny because a girl came up to me in the church right after I got the Gaithers, and she didn't know about the album. She didn't even know I had recorded an album.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up to me and she said, you know, she said, Gloria, I believe I have a message from you, from the Lord. And I said, really, what's that? She said, the Lord says there are going to be people saying, what did we do?
Mm.
What did we do? And I couldn't imagine what she was talking about. I'm like, okay, thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. And so I imagine that some of those companies and labels that turned down the record are saying just that after it's won the Grammy. What did we do?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, you are a survivor, you know, and so that survivor mentality, you know, you survived the no's and, you know, and even as you said, people didn't think that you were genuine. In your, you know, in your quest to make this album. But those people, you know, I'm just going to say this. If anybody would think that you were disingenuous by creating this album, they really don't know you because you even released a book, you know, a few years ago. I believe it was a book.
Yeah.
Talking about surviving and things like that. So, you know, all they had to do is just take a little time, you know, to get to know you even better. But what became of it is just so amazing. Not only the Grammy win, but the process recorded in RCA Studio 8, a historic place, historic engineers, the way it came together. So I've got to ask you this, looking back on the process, looking back on everything that has opened, the doors that have opened since. Would you consider this a legacy project?
Yes, yes, I would, because it's so much. It is, you know, I mean, it's aptly named testimony, because it is my testimony of the mercy, the love, the grace, the goodness, and the faithfulness of God. And it's definitely,
I love it. I love it. So, you know, the song Back on Top, I've been told that that is the sequel to I Will Survive. Talk to me about Back on Top.
Wouldn't you say? Absolutely, because I feel, I mean, so blessed and so honored to have won this Grammy, to have been able to work with all these people, these wonderfully talented people, and then to be recognized by my peers as having released something that is worthy of the Grammy. I'm back on top.
I love it. So, you know, while you're back on top, we get a new chance to learn a little more about you, some things that we are just now learning and some things that you've been up to that we just didn't know about. Let me talk about a few things. Well, you're still who you are. I mean, you know, the song is just amazing. 800,000 streams on TikTok. Videos that. So and you're social, you know, you're so social. That's so really, it's refreshing, you know, especially so many people, you know, they don't really have time for stuff anymore. So how do you make time for things like TikTok and other things that we see you on?
Well, I mean, of course I do have help. I have my A&R person who helps me with social media and, you know, helps me to stay on top of things. And, you know, you have to have a team, and I have a team.
Oh, okay.
And they are exquisite. They really are excellent and very, very, very much a help, you know. And so they help me to, like I say, stay on top of things. Were you on Facebook today? Did you look at your Twitter feed today? Did you do this today? Did you answer this one? Did you see that one? Did you? I'm like, yeah.
You're listening to SPR, Soul Gospel Radio, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
And you need a friend.
You need a friend.
When you need someone in which you can depend. Like a breeze over troubled waters. Sometimes your burdens get heavy, and the load seems too hard to bear.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
And if you look on your right, you'll see the tree Ed Morris fell out of when he was only 10.
Ooh.
On the left is a house where Ed Morris was born.
Ah. Excuse me, who's Ed Morris?
Who is Ed Morris? 60 years ago, Ed Morris taught a Sunday school class.
So, I do that.
Ah.
That. So he taught Sunday school.
One of the boys Ed taught was little Billy Morgan, who talked to his dad about Jesus.
Mr. Morgan told his sister about Jesus.
Who told her Uncle John.
And that's the John Preston who founded the hospital, the orphanage, and the university here in town because of his great love for God.
And none of this would have happened if Ed Morris hadn't taught Sunday school.
Do you think what you're doing for God isn't important? What we do may seem small right now, but faithfulness has big results, even when we can't see them. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Then they pierced him in the side, and his blood began to spill. Then they took him off the cross, and they buried him in the grave. But he got right back up on the third day.
Holy, holy, holy.
You so sanctified and holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
No one like you nowhere, Jesus. He sanctified and he saved me when I called on his name. As I read the holy word of God, my life begins to change. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. He delivered me from darkness into his marvelous light. Shot twice, stabbed, and on my way to hell. But I heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he delivered me, and today I'm so very thankful that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And now I realize, Lord God, that I'll never get out of this gospel alive.
SP Radio.
Yeah, I love it though. I love it. I love it. I love it. So something that even though as visible as you are, there are still some things that we're learning about you. Like for me, I'm learning that you are an avid chef. Who knew?
Well, that's what they tell me. That's what they tell me.
Okay.
I mean, I do have friends who will come to my home for dinner with their own doggy bag. Like, I thought you might not have any containers. And I'm like, and that's for what?
Yeah. I love it. So let's talk over a few dishes. Wait a minute, before I ask you that, tell me what your favorite dish is to cook.
My favorite dish to cook is, I call it chicken a la Gaina.
Okay.
It's very quick and easy and simple and delicious.
And delicious. So do you have a recipe that you can share, or is that a secret?
Well, yeah, I have a recipe that I can share. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so I take chicken parts, whatever parts you like, mm-hmm. leg, breast, thigh, wing, whatever, and I put them in the oven at 425 degrees so that they roast where they're succulent inside and very crispy on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
While that's happening, I make a sauce of cream of chicken soup, cream, milk, sherry, and what's it called? I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a broth concentrate,
mm-hmm.
chicken broth concentrate. And I use that. And then when the chicken is done, I take the drippings from the chicken and put it into the sauce,
mm-hmm.
and stir it and make it nice and smooth and creamy. And then I pour that over the cooked chicken,
mm.
so that it, and I have it in a big enough pan that it doesn't completely cover the chicken, but the chicken is sitting in the sauce.
Mm.
I put it back in the oven for 15 minutes.
All right.
In the meantime, I've made some colorful vegetables and some saffron rice,
yeah.
or some noodles, different kinds of whatever kind of noodles you like,
yeah.
spaghetti or linguine or macaroni, whatever noodles you like,
mm-hmm.
either that or saffron rice. And then when the chicken, after it's been back in the oven 15 minutes, that goes over the pasta or the rice, stirred with the colorful vegetables and some French bread. And voila, you have a delicious meal.
Wow. That's a mouthwatering meal, y'all. I want some already. So when I'm coming with my to-go pan too, okay? So I just want to let you know I'm showing up. And I got to take some of that back home with me. Some other dishes that people just love of yours are angelic Chilean sea bass, voodoo shrimp or something like that, that people like. That sweet potato pie. Now, this sweet potato, we got to talk about this. I'm from the South. Sweet potato pie is like gold to me. So, this pina colada upside down cake. And this cream of turkey soup that was featured on the Hallmark Channel. Talk to me about this cream of turkey soup.
Well, the cream of turkey soup is a kind of a staple. You know, I use it every year because, you know, the carcass of the turkey is left and the parts that people didn't want or didn't eat,
mm-hmm.
are left. And I take them and put them in the pressure cooker with a few cups of water and let them cook for like just like 10 minutes till the meat starts falling away from the bones.
Wow.
And then I fish out all the bones and all of the skin and cut the meat up in small bits. And then I put in seasonings like garlic and a seasoned salt and tarragon and minced onions. And I use this medley of vegetables that's done by Birdseye. And it's a really good medley of vegetables because there's a lot of protein in the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put that in after the soup is almost completely done. I put that in because that only takes like 8 minutes to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that in and with cream and then I let that simmer for another 15, 20 minutes and a wonderful, rich, creamy cream of turkey soup.
My goodness. So, listen, it's not the holidays yet, but when the holidays come back around, I need y'all to remember these recipes, because you're going to see me try. I'm going to at least try these. I'm ready for the holidays already, just by eating sweet potato pie. I already got that. But so, because I got sidetracked, I am so sorry. I started talking about food and I got sidetracked, so you got to forgive me there. Testimony, y'all. Back to the business at hand. Testimony, 2020 Grammy Award winner for Best Roots Gospel Album. Gloria Gaynor, you know her. Not much needs to be said by way of introduction. You know her. You know her song. You know her music. I want to ask you this before I let you go. If you would say you had a favorite from this album, Testimony, which song would it be and why?
Amazing Grace. Because I am still in awe of God's amazing grace, especially in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So what would you say now that the album is out? You know, you've gone through the process of recording the album. You've gone through the no's. You've experienced the no's, the highs of the Grammy wins, the post-awards show. There was another award that you received in January. I don't have it in front of me. But here it is. The Women's International Music Network awarded you the She Rocks Award. So all of these things are transpiring. So really quickly, how would you kind of define or what are your thoughts about this journey that you've experienced to this point now?
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, the word of God is true. He promotes. He knows when you're ready for it, and he brings it to pass. And I just feel like just so completely blessed that he has used me in the way that he has with this album, because people are writing to me telling me how the album has encouraged, uplifted, inspired, and empowered them. And that was my purpose. So I feel that I am fulfilling my purpose. I believe and hope that God has more for me to do, but I think I'm on the right path.
I love it. So with that being said, what would you say is next for you?
Well, I'm doing another gospel album.
Awesome.
But I'm also releasing my my autobiography as a documentary. There may be a film in the works as well.
Okay.
And just keeping on, keeping on.
Keeping on, keeping on. I love that so much. May I suggest a cookbook?
Well, you know, they want to do, some people want to do a cooking show with me. So perhaps the cookbook will come out of that.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. You always have something good cooking up, whether it's disco, gospel, or anything in between. Testimony is a true testament to God's faithfulness in your life, your perseverance in this ever-changing industry. And I'm so glad that you are on track with your purpose. You're doing life on purpose, and we've got so much to learn from you. I am learning as well. You know, when God is not done with us, and he'll show us, he'll let us know so much. So of all the things to come, I say congratulations already. I'm looking forward to that next gospel album. Still enjoying Testimony. I have enjoyed our time together. I'm going to give you the last word before we go.
Well, to all of you out there listening, remember that the most important thing you can do in life is to seek truth and surrender to it.
Amen.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
The Bible says, I know your works, and admonishes us to be either hot or cold. Well, I want to be hot. I want to be in.
God wants somebody who will answer his call.
I'm in. I'm all the way in. Mm-hmm.
God wants somebody who will be there through it all. Are you in?
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all the way in.
I'm in for the long haul.
I'm in for the long haul.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in for the fight.
I'm in for being on my knees.
Pray. In the middle of the night.
I believe.
I believe.
teachers to show us the way. Are you there?
I'm in.
I'm
all the way in.
God wants teachers who know the right words to say.
Oh yeah.
I'm in.
I'm all the way in.
I'm in for the long haul.
I'm in for the fight.
I'm in for being on my knees. In the middle of the night. I believe His promises.
And I know. So anything.
Telling the truth, no, no.
God wants a church that don't mind serving Him. Oh,
I'm in.
I'm in for the long haul.
I'm in for the fight.
I'm in for being on my knees, praying in the middle of the night.
I believe.
Saved me. That's why I'm so thankful for.
It's for real.
SP Radio.